Track 9. Sports Desk here. This is Brian Gall, and since we've reached the middle of August, welcome to the soccer season. Yes, Stourbridge Football Club, the Glass Boys, began their league season on Saturday with a visit to Barwell and returned with a 1-1 draw. Not bad for the opening day against a side who can prove to be tricky opponents. Then it was straight back into action for the side, who began their home campaign on Monday evening when they defeated Stratford Town by 3-0. For 24 hours at least, Glass Boys are top of the league with 4 points from their opening 2 matches. The other teams in the league do not play their midweek matches until Tuesday evening. I thought I'd get that snippet about the football out of the way before moving on to the local cricket results. It was a fairly damp weekend, but a fair amount of cricket in the Worcestershire County League was played. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that Pedmore might like it to rain all the time, the way things have been going for them this season. If a match is abandoned without a ball being bowled, each team is awarded 5 points, which is generally more than Pedmore are able to earn out on the field. I'm afraid that was the case again on Saturday. All out for 204, their opponents Evesham were well on the road to an assured victory on 187 for 2 after less than half their allocation of overs when the rain finally brought proceedings to an end. Evesham were awarded a deserved victory and Pedmore gleaned only 2 points for their efforts. The consequence is that they've now dropped into the dreaded bottom two places in the First Division league table, the bottom two being those who are relegated at the end of the season. Only 5 league matches left this summer, so the noose is tightening. Hagley were also awarded victory in a rain-affected match on Saturday. They were in control of their match against Worcester when the heavens opened, while in the second division there was no need for back-of-the-envelope calculations as to who had won a rain-affected match when Old Swinford bowled out Himbleton in 32 overs before the rain gods had a chance to intervene. Belbroughton, also in Division 2, did suffer when the mathematics were applied. Batting first, they'd achieved a respectable 255 from the full 50 overs. Their opponents, Droitwich, had scored 115 for 2 from 23.1 overs when the heavens opened. The calculations proved that that scoring rate would have been just enough to secure victory from a full 50 overs, and Droitwich were awarded the match. The calculators might also have been needed on Saturday in Division 3 of the Birmingham League when the league leaders, Stourbridge, played a local derby against Old Hill, except that Stourbridge was so far ahead when the rain came, it was obvious who had the upper hand. Stourbridge recorded 231 for 4 from their 50 overs. Old Hill's reply ended prematurely after 27 overs, but by that time they'd been reduced to 67 for 5, so there was no need to bring the calculators out. But good news for Stourbridge from the rain. One of their principal rivals for promotion, Stratford, came out on the wrong end of the scoring rate calculations in their rain-affected match against Newport, lost the match and picked up only 6 league points as against Stourbridge's 20. It was a pity that cricket in the second test match over the weekend proved such a one-sided affair. The Indian batsmen were faced with conditions they never encounter at home, and it certainly showed. The England bowlers enjoyed a field day on as the ball veered this way and that, and even India's star batsman and skipper, Virat Kohli, was made to look human. 3 matches left now, the next at Trent Bridge starting on Saturday, and England already 2 up in the best of 5 series. Overall victory is close to being assured. Coming back for a moment to soccer, with which I began this week's news, I was pleased to see that Wolves' return to action in the Premier League last Saturday was at least semi-fruitful. They managed a 2-2 draw against Everton at Molineux, having twice come back from being a goal behind. This coming Saturday, they're due to make the short journey across to play Leicester City, who lost their opening match. In the Championship, Villa squeaked victory, thanks to a goal in the 4th minute of injury time, to beat Wigan 3-2. Blues, that's Birmingham City, went down 1-0 at Middlesbrough, and West Brom added to the draw they had gained on the opening day the week before by winning a goal-filled match against Norwich by 4-3. Nothing to report from the Speedway track this week. The Wolverhampton Wolves riders have spent the past week playing cards in the changing room, or whatever Speedway riders do when rain makes the track too dangerous to race upon, and their scheduled matches against Somerset and King's Lynn were both postponed. I have mentioned the Cradley Heathens team only a few times this summer because they're racing only at a very much reduced schedule. due to their being unable to have much use of the speedway tracks at Perry Bar in Birmingham and at the Wolves Monmore Green Home this summer, they are taking part only in the National Trophy competition, which consists of cup ties raced home and away, in which defeat in the aggregate score over the two legs means you're eliminated. Despite not being in action all that often, they've done really well. In the semi-final, they beat the Birmingham Brummies in the home leg by a 15-point margin, and then in the return at Perry Bar, they achieved a draw. As a result, they find themselves in the final against Mildenhall, which will also be raced home and away on the 10th and the 16th of September. Have any of you been engrossed with the European Championships, which was almost like a mini-Olympics, encompassing so many different sports and various venues last week? Swimming, diving, cycling, athletics. It's just as well my lawns have not been grown thanks to all the dry weather in recent weeks. With all that sporting action to watch, I'd never have found the time to go mowing. But did you know that among the gold medal winners, there was a local hero? Dominic Cunningham from just along the road in Hales Owen won gold in the gymnastics floor exercises in Glasgow. He scored an impressive 14.666, which none of the other competitors were able to match. Dom, a member of the City of Birmingham Gymnastics Club, then joined the British squad in the team competition, which won the silver medal behind Russia. Regular listeners will recall that I'm a keen follower of track and field athletics competition, so I have been engrossed by the action in these various disciplines which took place in the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. Dina Asher-Smith, with three gold medals on the track, was our most successful competitor and probably our best female sprinter in a generation. But there were plenty of others to lend their support. Will she be Sports Personality of the Year come Christmas? She's certainly in with a shout. And that's about it from the Sports Desk this week. Next week's will be my last for a while, as I shall be away on holiday for 3 whole weeks. I'm not sure whether management here will be pleased or sorry. Anyway, I will be back next week with the latest sports news, but until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall.